What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Laura Bennett here, back with another dose of daily fired up hacks to get things done on the Procrastination Punisher podcast. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of starting something, getting distracted by that shiny new notification, and then suddenly realizing hours have flown by? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone. Procrastination is basically a universal struggle, but the good news is, understanding why we do it can be the key to busting out of this procrastination prison. Today, we're diving deep into the science behind procrastination and uncovering some seriously powerful strategies to overcome it. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to revolutionize your relationship with procrastination. Number 1. It's not all about laziness. We often think of procrastination as just plain old laziness, but the truth is way more complex. Our brains are wired for instant gratification, so tasks that seem boring or challenging can trigger a little something called delayed reward aversion. Basically, our brains would rather have a quick dopamine hit from scrolling through social media than tackling that looming project. It's like a built-in survival mechanism designed to keep us safe from danger, except in today's world, the danger is often just finishing up presentation. Number 2. Emotions play a huge role. Ever notice how you procrastinate on tasks that make you feel anxious or overwhelmed? It's not because you don't care, it's because your brain is trying to protect you from those uncomfortable feelings. Procrastination becomes a coping mechanism, even if it's not the most effective one. Number 3. Perfectionism can be a sneaky saboteur. You know that feeling of wanting everything to be perfect before you even start? That's perfectionism rearing its ugly head, and it can paralyze us into inaction. The pressure to get everything just right often leads to procrastination because we fear making mistakes or not meeting our own unrealistic expectations. Number 4. Time perception is a tricky beast. We tend to underestimate how long things take and overestimate how much time we have, which sets us up for procrastination from the start. Think about it, we all know we should start that project early, but then we think, I've got plenty of time, and suddenly it's crunch time. And lastly, number 5. We're not alone in this struggle. It's super common to procrastinate, so don't beat yourself up about it. But understanding the science behind it can empower us to take control. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You have that big presentation due next week, and you've been putting it off for days. You keep telling yourself, I'll start tomorrow, but tomorrow never seems to come. Sound familiar? That's procrastination in action. You're not lazy, your brain is just trying to avoid the discomfort of those looming deadlines and that overwhelming feeling of having to be perfect. So, what can you do about it? First, break down that big project into smaller, more manageable tasks. This makes it feel less daunting and gives you a sense of accomplishment as you check each task off your list. Second, set realistic deadlines for yourself, no more putting things off until the last minute. And lastly, remember to reward yourself for completing those tasks, even the small ones. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in building good habits and breaking free from procrastination's grip. Remember, you are not defined by your procrastination. This is just one aspect of who you are, but it doesn't have to control your life. By understanding the science behind it, you can start to make positive changes and take back control of your time and energy. Ready to conquer those tasks and unleash your full potential? Then keep crushing it. Join me tomorrow for another fired up hack to get things done. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little procrastination busting motivation. Let's go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.